Aircheckdownloads.com.
Mungo Jerry had the hit in the 70s. Shaggy covered it in the 90s with Rave On there in the summertime at Wave 105. You see, normally when I play that on the radio, you know, you've got the sun out, it's hot, everyone's enjoying themselves. And looking out the window this morning, it's not quite there, is it? There are signs, just a hint though, towards next weekend. I don't want to curse it. The bank holiday weekend, things will warm up a bit. That's what they're hinting at. So we'll have to wait and see if that comes true. But at least you can go indoors now. Anyway, coming up, more great songs for you on our covers weekend at Wave, including one next, which was first recorded actually for a musical called Promises, Promises in the late 1960s. And Deacon Blue released a whole EP featuring cover versions of songs by the lyricist Hal David and also Burt Bacharach. And it actually ended up producing what still is their biggest UK single. And an old 70s song, a disco classic, becomes a bit of an anthem on the football terraces thanks to our most successful duo. You can hear them both next.
Welcome to Now. Wave 105.
They don't do that many covers, but when they do, they sort of work out quite well, don't they? Pet Shop Boys, the old Village People song, Go West. Now, for me, I think It's Always On My Mind, my favourite cover they've done. And maybe that will be in Andy's big top 20. Find out. He's counting down the top 20 most popular cover versions of all time, voted by you, by the way. And you can still do that on our social media. And tell Andy what your favourite cover is, and he'll be counting them down. It all starts from 3 o'clock this afternoon at Wave.
I've been holding on to pieces.
Tom Grennan, Little Bit of Love at Wave, and those cover versions continue next with a song that was first recorded by the Jackson 5 and a big hit in the 80s for the Communards.
Coming up in the news, pressure grows on the BBC and Bournemouth aim to get back into the top flight.
Hey, how's it going?
On FM, digital radio, and on your mobile, the South's biggest radio station, Wave 105.
The Royal Navy's £3 billion aircraft.
Wave 105 weather.
So, across the south for today, a lot of cloud around, but it is at least going to be dry. Those winds, thankfully, have eased up as well. Temperatures up to 14 today. There will be some sunny spells this afternoon, but with that, we'll have the return of the showers. And for tonight, it's going to turn cold and clear, actually. Temperatures close to freezing. Can't believe we are nearly at the end of May. And for tomorrow, sunshine and scattered showers to start, but then a band of more organised rain will move in, I'm afraid, for the afternoon with highs of 14. Signs that things will settle down as we get beyond Tuesday next week. Right now in Ringwood and Yarmouth, it's 11, and Bognor, you're on 10. Hello, morning. Stuart McGinley here with your Saturday breakfast. Golden Hour coming up at 9 this morning. Meantime, continuing with more of your covers, and this from the Communards, 1987, their version of Never Can Say Goodbye. Taken from the 5 Live EP, George Michael there. Other songs on it included Somebody to Love. There was Killer. These Are the Days of Our Lives, which he did with Lisa Stansfield, didn't he? She came out with the Curlers and the Vacuum Cleaner on stage. And Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Another cover version there. George Michael there, mixed in very nicely with Killer. And that was recorded at the Wembley Stadium tribute to Freddie Mercury the previous year and went to number one in 1993. One of those amazing concerts. One of the very few where I can say, I was there at one of those true global moments. And what was 70, 80,000 people packed into Wembley? Absolutely fantastic. I was sort of to the right of the stage and I was convinced I would be able to be seen on telly. Till I got back and watched it. No, no way. I get the sweats on now if I'm in a room with like two other people. Thinking, goodness me, 70,000. Right, more great cover versions coming up in a sec for you. Let's just quickly pause and have a look at some of the events in music and those celebrity showbiz birthdays for today. This day, 1976, Wings started a 5-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Silly Love Songs. And apparently he'd been teased by the critics and also John Lennon for writing lightweight songs. So he wrote that one in response. 2012 on this day, The Sun reported that Mick Jagger's lavish Caribbean holiday home on Mustique was available for hire at almost £10,000 a week if you had it going, but added that Mick demanded full details of applicants' backgrounds, including professions, before they were even considered. I wonder if they locked up the cupboards. Stop me snooping around in there. Now, born on this day, who have we got? The singer Morrissey, 62, and someone you may have heard of, Bernie Taupin, English lyricist, poet and singer. He's 71 today. Elton John's longtime songwriting partner, of course. And how it all happened is that in 1967, Taupin answered an advert placed in the NME for a company that was seeking new songwriters. Elton John responded to the advertisement and the pair were brought together. Just imagine if that hadn't happened. How things could have been different in music. And it's also happy birthday to Jerry Dammers, founding member of The Specials. Loads of hits for them. He's 66 today, and I'm going to play, as it is the covers weekend, this, which was first recorded by Danny Livingston. A message to you, Rudy.
Aircheckdownloads.com.